As modern Christians reading the New Testament, it seems obvious to most of us that Jesus was the Messiah or Christ. And we tend to think that Jesus' disciples should have been able to recognize this too. After all, they lived with and studied under him for years. So why did the gospel writers find it so remarkable that Peter specifically confessed Jesus to be the Christ?
Peter's confession plays a pivotal role in the gospels, really, because it appears in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the three synoptic gospels. And the first half of all three gospels really focuses on Jesus' divine authority, the demonstration of his authority through his miracles, through his exorcisms, through his healings, through his nature miracles, and through his teaching. And so Peter gets it and recognizes that Jesus is indeed the Messiah. And then from that point on, it really launches into the role of the Messiah, which is the suffering role. Having said that, Matthew and Mark and Luke seem to place a slightly different emphasis on Peter's confession than Matthew does. In Mark and Luke, all those miracles leading up to that point apparently demonstrate for Peter, confirm for Peter that Jesus is in fact the Christ, is in fact the Messiah. So he acknowledges that God has been at work through Jesus and recognizes, kind of in his humanity, he recognizes that Jesus is the Christ. Matthew, in what follows the confession, the first thing Jesus says is, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven." So Matthew has a greater emphasis on the fact that this is a divine revelation through Jesus' work, no doubt, through his signs of authority, but that Peter is only really getting it because God has revealed it to him. So that sense of divine revelation is more important, it seems, in Matthew's gospel.